Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Here we go. Shotgun time on fourth and goal to close out the first half.
Motion, coach him quickly.
Looking that way. Throws it. End zone. Diggs. Did he get the feet down? Yes, he did. Touchdown, New England. Here's Henderson. Up ahead and taken off. He might not be caught. Inside the 20, the 10, and the rookie takes it home for the touchdown. Still keep Tonga, the defensive lineman, in as a fullback.
They have not used that for play action yet. Each time he's in, they've ran it every time, and they do it again.
They toss it.
I didn't love it.
Henderson got
it
away. He's got a chance to show off that speed. Henderson breaks a second one for a touchdown.
The great thing about this league is there's one waiting for us. There is another one waiting for us. And the most important one is the next one. You earned the right to be tired.
Time now for the Christian Arcan Show.
Yo,
it's all Arcan. On WEEI.
Good evening. Welcome in. It's the Christian Arcan Show here, WEEI. We are live in our Brighton studios. We are powered by Verizon. We are Boston Sports Original. And tonight, we're here with you for...
about 35, 45 minutes. Somebody open the window.
No, don't open the window. Don't let the stank out. That seven-game win stank. The Patriots just rolling over everybody. What a great game that was. Oh, what a tremendous fun. You got 2 weeks in a row now of two very, very entertaining games. That one last night in particular. You had everything. You had the rookies going off. You had some tense moments at the end. Not quite as tense as last week, but right up there. Right up there, indeed. It didn't come quite down to the wire in that missed kick like it did against Atlanta, but you had a tough turnover there in the fourth quarter after a great drive. You know what sucks is that Mac Hollins, that 54-yard grab he had on that drive right before the interception, everybody just sort of forgot about that because it didn't lead to a scoring play. The scoring plays, each one of them was special in their own way. Every touchdown, both the Henderson runs had all sorts of great details to them. The first touchdown of the year from Kyle Williams and his ability to get behind the defense there, and that tremendous throw from Drake May. Diggs on the 1 yard line after Mike Vrabel just dropped it right there on the table and said, you know what? We're just going to burn that first down. I'm not even worried about first down. Boom, right on the table. And then after second and third down, you're like, oh, God. Oh, no. Is now the tide starting to turn? Is the Mike Vrabel, you know, big swinging D parade, is this about to come to an end right now? Nope. Because he threw it to Steph Diggs, and Diggs came down with it, and bam. Cardi B's celebrating. I'm celebrating. Everybody's celebrating.
This team is DTF, Jim.
And what? That was amazing. What an amazing thing to say. Romo and Nance did not disappoint. They were DTF. Whatever definition of that Tony Romo meant, it's true.
Patriots, details, toughness, and they finish.
Right, yeah, right. Details, toughness, and they finished. So I got, well, no, never mind. Let's leave it right there. Patriots, 8-2. They have not lost a game on the road yet this year. Drake May had, statistically, one of his worst games all season. Think about that. And now he's the odds-on favorite for the MVP. And when I say all season, I mean his QB rating was under 100 for the first time in like 2 months at 89.4, due in large part to that interception at the end. I thought May largely played a great game. Baker Mayfield, I thought, played a great game. His numbers, I mean, he was pretty good. 200, he had more yards, got sacked a couple of times, but three touchdowns, no interceptions. No run game really to speak of, although I thought that Tucker kid had a couple of good runs. But for the most part, it was all Mayfield. It was all Mayfield and those two rookies, and he hung around. But the Patriots rookies were just a little bit better, weren't they? Kyle Williams, I don't remember the second target that he had there, but that one target, one catch, it was indicative, I think, of a game plan being drawn up that included him and didn't ask too much of him. It was a crossing route. Every other time you've seen a ball go to Kyle Williams, it was like someone got crossed up or someone didn't know where to go or whatever. This one was a simple crossing route, 10 yards and crisscross, easiest play, easiest first down you're ever going to pick up. It's a little tip for you, Josh McDaniels, 10 yards and crisscross, unstoppable. And he got back there, got the ball on a beautiful throw. And it was another one of these games where the Patriots' defense looks just like Swiss cheese to open up, and you're sitting there watching Igbuka get wide open against the zone, and you're like, what is this? What's happening now? Why can't this team ever come out and play defense? And eventually it's going to come back to bite him. Isn't that what we said all those times when that happened against the bad teams that they ended up beating? You know, Cleveland marches down, scores a touchdown, whoever it is. You know, any of these teams, they go down there, they score those touchdowns, and the Patriots beat them. But you say, you know, when they play a real team, they're not going to be able to afford to do that. Well, looks like they can, because they did. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that's a real team, first of all. I know they're banged up. I know they're not don't have all of their weapons on offense, but that's a real team right there. That's a well-coached team. That's a good defense. Baker Mayfield is a top-flight quarterback in the league this year. And has been since he got there, really, since he got to Tampa. I know he had a couple other stops in between. Since he left Cleveland and Carolina, he was with the Rams at the end of the year when he was there. But, like, you know, since he's come to Tampa, he's definitely played about as well as he's played in his career. And he's having a great season this year, too. But Drake May, I mean, listen, Drake May had a game, a good game, not a great game, but that performance, there's a reason now why he's the betting favorite. There's a reason now everybody's on board. The Patriots bandwagon is almost out of room, okay? We're there. And after the Falcons game, this is a good indication, too, of why the setting matters and why points matter and why style matters, too. Style matters. It matters when it comes to these Vegas odds. It does. After that Falcons game, Patriots dropped the Super Bowl favorites. They've now since gone up. And Drake May, even though he had a better, I think better game statistically, a better passer rating anyway, has now gone to the top of the MVP chart. And that's not a coincidence at all. And along with that, Mike Vrabel, I thought, got a very, very nice, almost highlight package there from CBS. They had a story in mind. They had a narrative in mind. You could tell. There was cameras fixed on him. Guys went down with injuries. Vrabel's right out there. He's holding Barmore's hand. He's right there on the sideline with Marcus Jones. Like, it was apparent that that was part of what they were going to be talking about. It was apparent in the production meetings. Vrabel, coach of the year, was a major topic and one that they wanted to get some B-roll on. And they did. They did. I'm not accusing anybody of going out and trying to, you know, play it up for the cameras or whatever, because Vrabel's been doing this all year. It's not like he just did it today or yesterday. He's been doing that type of thing all season long. He's that kind of coach, and he always has been since he was in Tennessee all the whole time. He's had that sort of personal touch with all of his players. Maybe not all of them, but most of them. And you saw that. You saw that on display. You saw that being highlighted by the broadcast. And what do you know? Another game with decisions, bold decisions being made by Mike Vrabel, directly influencing the outcome. And you saw it on the road against one of the better teams in the NFL. and the Patriots win. This was a scheduled loss, wasn't it? Weren't we all sort of saying, yeah, okay, this is a nice win streak that they're on. They're beating these bad teams, but eventually they're going to get the reality check, and that's going to probably happen in Tampa because these Bucs are just, oh, look at them this year. Look at Baker Mayfield this year. And again, Tampa doesn't have all their guys. I don't know if this would have been the same outcome if Godwin and Bucky Irving and some of those other guys on offense were playing. Maybe it would have, maybe it wouldn't have. I don't know. I mean, I'm not going to guarantee anything. But I will tell you that that was a team that came off a bye. That was a team that was playing at home. And the Patriots did what they do. They, and not counting last week against Atlanta, that was the one exception. But what this team does, and what I love about them the most, is that second quarter into the third quarter, that double score, that opportunity that they have when they defer and they know they're getting the ball back, played it about as perfectly as you possibly could. Really, it was that kind of coaching. And sometimes you get bold like that and it doesn't work. And when it doesn't, you take a lot of heat for it. But when you succeed, when you empower your players like that, when you run the clock down and give away a down in a game that you were losing, by the way, you were about to go in. If they didn't score, they're going into the locker room at halftime down three. And having just got stuffed on the 1 yard line when they could have taken 3 points and tied it up. Which, by the way, there's nothing wrong with kicking and tying it up. You were down on the road against a good Tampa team. He goes for it and throws, and Diggs comes down with it on a goal line fade. How often does the goal line fade work, honestly? Like, how does it ever work anymore? Last time I saw it work, I think, was Calvin Johnson with the Lions. You got to be like 6'8 in order to really catch a goal line fade or be Steph Diggs. You know, I just feel like it's one of those plays that you just don't see teams even try that much anymore. You know, it's just it's a low percentage play. And he came down with it and they got that touchdown. And then they open up the third quarter. Travion Henderson, goodbye. That was something. The Buccaneers do not allow a lot of rush yards. And it seemed like maybe the Patriots were going to go away from that. And it seemed like after getting stuffed on the goal line while trying to run the ball over and over again, that if I'm Tampa, I'm saying, yeah, I bet you they don't even try and run. What do? They go right off tackle, bam, down the field, no one near him. Goodbye. Just tremendous speed from Henderson. He's electric in the open field. He's a blur. You know, even he's one of those guys, you're watching him run in slow motion, he's still fast. He's that kind of guy. He's got that kind of ability. And guys like that can be difference makers. You know, there's a couple of them in Detroit. Jahmyr Gibbs, you know, you got a couple of them over there. And if this is the type of player that Henderson can develop into, and I know he's a running back, so who knows how long that'll even be for, but if you can get that for 1, 2, 3, 4 seasons, you got something there. You absolutely have something there. My favorite play of the game was on Henderson's second touchdown in the fourth quarter. To close the game out. And it wasn't even because of Henderson. It was because of Tonga. Tonga was out there as the lead blocker, and if you watch that play, Tonga goes, hits the cornerback, and then kind of falls down like the boulder in Indiana Jones and takes out like 4 or 5 defensive linemen. The Bucks are, it looked like a Civil War battlefield. If you watch in the background when he's going down the field, there's that overhead view. If you look at the behind him on the line, Tonga took out the entire front. It was incredible. It was one of the most epic blocks I've ever seen. And I don't usually get on the radio and talk about like a big block, but this by Tonga was unbelievable. It really was. Go back and watch that touchdown. Watch Tonga on the edge. Watch him take out the corner and then watch him steamroll the rest of the defense that was at the line. I mean, obviously, you had to have Henderson outrun the guys in the secondary. But here comes Tonga. Those guys just got flattened. That was my favorite play maybe ever. It was one of my favorite plays like of all time. It was just destruction, humanity everywhere. And by the way, Henderson taking off like the roadrunner down the sideline again. And then right before he gets to the end zone, So I used to have a little chat with the sideline. Hey, guys, so what? Should I stop? Should I go down? Should I go in the end zone? Should I do a little dance? Should I gritty into the end zone? Like, what should I do? What do you think? should I do the Amon-Ra St. Brown, not the Trump dance, but that thing where he, like, stood on his head? You know, should I do one of those? Like, what do you think, huh? What do you think, guys? Drake May's like, get down. He's like, yeah, shut up, Drake May. I'm talking to the sideline. don't stop harshing my buzz, man. I'm about to. Usually, like, guys, when they're about to score, they look up at the Jumbotron or something, or they give the peace sign like Tyreek Hill, or, you know, wave goodbye, or whatever it is that they do. Travion Henderson's like, hey, coach, how's it going? Yeah, so I'm thinking about scoring a touchdown. What do you think? Yeah.
Okay. He looked over at the coaching staff to say, should I go in to score or should I not? Should I go down?
After the game, you guys want to go out to eat or something? Like, what are we doing later? What's the move? Huh? Oh, yeah, okay, sorry. So let me score a touchdown. That was amazing. What an amazing play, just from start to finish. Tonga taking out the entire defense, and Henderson just blurring down the field and stopping to have a little powwow on the way on the way down there. Oh, my God. You couldn't have scripted a better play than that. I loved it. I loved everything about it, and I love everything about this team. I'm starting to really believe. You know, there was times where I'd watch these games and think, man, this is too good to be true. I'm starting to believe that this is really something special here and not just a hot streak in the middle of the season. I think that you've got something here, and this is proof of it. You can't talk about the schedule anymore. Yeah, it's still a weak schedule, but if you're beating the good teams on it, then what are you going to say? What can you say? Should they not be beating the bad teams? It's not their fault. They got a bunch of bad teams on the schedule. They're beating the good teams, too. You know, well, they're not playing enough of them in a row. All right, well, what do you want then? You know, like they're playing who they're playing. And they are going to have Buffalo and Baltimore in a row coming up here soon. So, you know, like that's something. It's not like they have no tests left before the season's over. They've passed almost every single test. Since the first 3 weeks of the season, they've passed every single test you could possibly want. Every single one. And passed with flying colors, by the way. Not every game has been perfect. But in terms of a young team with a young quarterback, a first-year coach, all this stuff happening at the same time, what can you possibly say? Like, it's just, it's fantastic to watch. With that being said, I still fear the Chiefs in the rearview mirror. But they're in the rearview mirror, like way in the rearview mirror. And they have a tough schedule to close out. They have a lot of games against tough teams. And I don't know, I mean, it's weird to say this, but the Chiefs could miss the playoffs. They could. I'm not saying they will, but it's definitely a mathematical possibility. And wouldn't that be something, by the way? You talk about, well, what about, you know, the Patriots? Are they, or any of these other AFC teams taking over for the Chiefs? Well, if the Chiefs aren't in the playoffs, then that sort of removes them right out of the conversation for the rest of this year. And that is somewhat on the table here. You know, they're in the hunt right now. They're not a wild card team. I'm looking at it right now in the AFC playoff picture. They're in the hunt with the Baltimore, Cincinnati, and Houston. They are, as of today, not a playoff contender. And that's the only team I'm remotely worried about. That's it. Actually, not true. I'm also seeing now that Joe Burrow's back at practice, which could have some bearing on that Bengals game you got coming up, too. But aside from that, I mean, come on. I'm on easy street. We should all be on easy street. Yes, Joe.
Burrow is targeting Thanksgiving for a return.
Okay. So that could end up being a more interesting game. But even still, you just beat Baker Mayfield. You already beat Josh Allen. Joe Burrow hasn't played all year. Jackson looked good against the Vikings. I'll give you that one. Jackson, he got off his injury. He came back, and he's looking pretty good. So Baltimore, maybe that's the next loss you schedule on the calendar. But you know what? Every single one of those you've done so far now, the Patriots have laughed in your face. There haven't been that many, but the Patriots have made it pretty apparent that they're now the team that other teams are looking at and saying, oh, maybe this is our scheduled loss. And that is quite an accomplishment here through these first 10 games. 617-779-7937 is your phone number. We got lots more to get to here as we continue discussing and breaking down what was a fantastic game and a fantastic win. I want to talk a little bit more about Drake May, the MVP odds, the interception that he had, and Mike Vrabel's aggressiveness, the defensive line, and more on Steph Diggs, who had a touchdown, and I thought one of the plays of the game there at the very, very end. We'll get to all of that with your phone calls at 617-779-7937 right after Joe Braverman gets you caught up on what's trending.
WEEI Afternoons with Hart, Fitzy, and Johnson. Weekdays 2 to 6. Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Well, the Patriots are back home after yesterday's 28-23 win over the Buccaneers in Tampa. New England is now 8-2 following their 7th straight victory. And thanks to a Buffalo loss yesterday in Miami, they now sit a game and a half up on the top spot in the AFC East. It'll be a short week for the Pats, though, as they welcome the New York Jets to Gillette Stadium for Thursday night football. In related news, former Pats tight end Rob Gronkowski announced yesterday on Fox Pregame that he will indeed sign a one-day contract to retire as a Patriot. The team confirmed that it will take place this Wednesday. Ceremony at 12:15 you can catch at Patriots.com. Week 10 in the NFL wraps up tonight with the Eagles taking on the Packers from Lambeau Field. You can listen to Westwood One's coverage of Monday Night Football beginning at 7:30. Kickoff is at 8:15. In the NFL, the Giants officially fired head coach Brian Daboll after 3+ seasons. Daboll went 9-7-1 in his first year, but then a combined 11-33 since. The Celtics and Bruins are off tonight. They'll return to action tomorrow. For the Seas, they'll face the 76ers from Philadelphia. Sam Hauser is probable with a right wrist sprain. For the Bees, they were back at practice today before another meeting with the Maple Leafs, this time from TD Garden. And in the MLB, the league and sportsbooks have agreed to establish a nationwide $200 limit on wagers regarding individual pitches. This comes after Guardians pitchers Emmanuel Clase and Luis Ortiz were indicted on a widespread betting scheme involving rigging of pitches over the weekend. I'm Joe Braverman, and that's what's trending on WBEI and WBEI.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Post-game, Coach Vrabel said that he believes you have to coach aggressively. Something about, you know, stacking chips and pushing them into the center of the pot and whatnot. But by and large, we've seen that he is a very aggressive coach, not timid on the field. Do you like that approach? Do you like the aggressive coaching and being an aggressive football team?
I think you got to love it. Especially on offense, going for it on fourth down. We got to do our part in earning it, but I think I love it. You love, you know, your head coach that wants to be aggressive and fourth and one going into halftime, you know, go for it and, you know, good things happen. I think that's what these guys have, you know, started to get adjusted to, and I think we embrace it.
Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. We'll get to your phone calls in just a moment. Want to talk about Mike Vrabel. Drake May talking about Vrabel's aggressiveness. He's right. It was on full display, as was everything. I think they did a good job. I thought CBS did a good job of sort of capturing Mike Vrabel. I know it was very deliberate. You could tell it was deliberate, but they captured him in a very real kind of raw way. And we're used to it, you know, obviously here in New England, we're used to that sort of stuff. But Vrabel's influence, Vrabel's culture has become a big story. I mean, it's become like a big storyline here with this team, and is credited in large part with not the entire reason why this thing's turned around. I mean, there's a lot of, you know, on-field reasons too. But the culture is undeniable. I mean, it's undeniable. And it's growing. It's growing stronger every week with each new win and each new player contributing. There are some things that happen every week. The defensive line controls the first and second down of pretty much every opposing series, it seems like, when they're trying to run the ball anyway, every single week. That happens every week. Drake May makes a couple of throws that make you just want to do a backflip. Every single week that happens. You know, like, there are some things you can count on. But there's also been a lot of different guys contributing. Kayshon Booty, Mac Hollins, Travion Henderson, just taking over the game. And coming out party for him. I don't know how you can say it isn't. And Mike Vrabel, too, on display. You've seen it with his challenges. You've seen it with him going forward on fourth down in a lot of situations. Going forward on fourth down there and going to Diggs. Giving away one of the downs there on the goal line. I mean, it was some real ballsy stuff. And the type of stuff that you had shows like every show on the station would be tearing apart if they hadn't worked and they lost that game. But this is how you make people believe. The buy-in, I was talking to Teddy about this on Sunday with Mego and Shime and everybody. We were talking about the buy-in. And how do you know when the buy-in's real? They all came into practice on Tuesday. On their day off, they came in to lift. You know, they're bought in. This team's bought in. This team plays their ass off every week. You can't deny that either. You saw it last year. You've seen it in some of the Belichick years when the team's just checked out or the message isn't landing and they have talented players, but the message just wasn't landing. You saw that. You are not seeing that this year. And I know, I mean, you can get that and hold on to it for as long as you can, but the natural ups and downs of an NFL franchise over a 3, 4, 5 year span, whatever it is, they are what they are. It's hard to keep something like that going forever. But right now, it's going strong. Right now.
I love your little smirk over there.
It really is. By the way, a texter in the 617 says, "Hey, Arcand, remember your fake outrage over the trade deadline?" Wasn't fake. I'm still outraged over the trade deadline, texter. Just because I'm happy that they won this game and pleased with what they're doing right now doesn't mean that I'm not outraged over the trade deadline. I'm still very annoyed by that. That was not fake. That's not that I even wanted him to go out there and trade 2 firsts for Sauce Gardner or anything like that. But depth is still an issue for this team. It is still an issue. The guys that they're bringing in are playing well, but they haven't had that many players go down. Booty and Stevenson, big. The first month without Christian Gonzalez, sure. But you're seeing teams all over the league that are dealing with way more injuries than you are. And the Patriots are surviving it, all right? So listen, I'm not gonna pretend like they aren't. But you're telling me that having 4 sixth-round picks is better than some depth for this year, for this season? You're not annoyed by that? Listen, if you're not, good for you. I'm still maybe outraged is a little much. I was definitely a lot more passionate about it at the time of the trade deadline when that happened. But, you know, winning cures everything. It does. So what do you want me to say? You know, we'll see if that ends up coming back to bite them. I still think it absolutely could. And by the way, now aspirations and the bar for this team has been raised higher and higher. And it's going to keep going higher if they keep winning. So, you know, like, we'll see. We'll see if that ends up being an issue or not. And it was a great win over a good team. But let's also not act like they haven't beat the dregs of the league for the most part this year. That's a fact. I mean, it's, again, not their fault. But this is, you know, reasons why you might look at it and say, okay, this all looks good right now. But we could still use some reserves. We could still use some help on the fringes, on the edges. You know, something to round out some of these places where we're a little shallow. Because it really only takes, you know, only takes one. Hasn't happened yet, but we've seen it happen with other teams. 617-779-7937 is the phone number. Let's open up the phone lines here and begin with our good friend Paulie in Denham. Hi, Paulie.
Christian, what's happening, brother?
How you doing, pal?
Listen, a few things. McDermott's on the hot seat, and I would be shocked if they don't bring in Daboll now. The Giants have fired him to be a special assistant to Joe Brady to settle that offense down and get them running on rhythm consistently.
Buffalo's 6-3. Yeah. I don't know if I'd say McDermott's on the hot seat yet. We'll say if they get bounced early in the playoffs, maybe.
He's lost what, 3 out of 4, 3 out of 5? No, they're struggling a bit right now. I think they bring him in. Brady's receiving some meat. So is McDermott. Why wouldn't you do it? Josh Allen, he's Josh Allen's guy, behind Daboll. But let's move on. Second thing was on that block by
Tonga.
The defensive player failed to set the edge on that play. He crashed down on Tonga and he leaned in towards the inner gap. That way he's supposed to be playing his outside shoulder.
Sure, but that was a defensive back going up against Tonga. I mean, he had no chance anyway. There's no way he's going to set the edge against Tonga.
You got to overplay it. You got to set that edge so he can't get around. That can be done. He made a mistake. Okay. Number three. I am still annoyed. I almost went through the TV set, wrapped my hands around that referee's throat when he got gang banged out of bounds by Drake May.
Pause.
That was absolutely unnecessary roughness by that second tackle. The first guy had him, and he's driving him out of bounds. He looked like he even had part of his body out of bounds, and that guy hit him high, helmet to helmet. When there was no call, I come out of my seat, and there's no call on that. I was screaming and yelling, and I was looking for Brable to go over and ring that ref's neck. He should be called out in the carpet for that. That was a brutal assault that was not called.
Thanks for the call, Paul. Brutal assault seems like a little much. He was not out of bounds either.
He got gang banged out of bounds.
I missed that. I missed that whole part. They must have cut away before that started because I didn't see that happen, Paulie, but... It was a hard hit. That was a good hard hit for sure. And he was at the sideline. He was there. It's the kind of play when Patrick Mahomes does that and slows up, no one touches him. Drake May didn't slow. You're right. He was getting ridden down the again. Pause. He was getting ridden to the sideline, and then here comes Tyke Smith comes over and just pops him. Absolutely popped him. But he was still in bounds. And I am going to choose to be consistent on this. I didn't like that hit either. I didn't like it because May, you could tell. I mean, you could see it on his face. May took that hit. He looked like Mac Jones going off the field with the ankle sprain. You know, he just had that look on his face. He's like, that was tough. That was a big hit. It wasn't like, Bledsoe big hit, but it was a big hit at the sideline. And any Patriots fan sees that. And I understand. I understand exactly what Paulie's talking about. I do. But I don't, I don't like when Mahomes slows up and does that. I think, when you do that, you're not out of bounds yet. You can still get hit. I would have liked to have seen maybe a little response from some of Drake's teammates. You didn't really see much of that. And, I'm saying I don't think it was a dirty hit per se. It was a little high. I don't think it was helmet to helmet. It looked like it was shoulder to shoulder. I don't know. Maybe it was helmet to helmet. But usually they call those. And it didn't seem like he was targeting the head. But it was a big hit. It was on the sideline. It was to the quarterback. And I didn't see anybody on the Patriots step to Smith after that. Maybe I missed it. They cut away. Maybe I missed a lot of things. I missed all whatever Paulie was talking about on the sideline. And I also, if someone went over there and had some words with him or what. I didn't see that. And I'd like to see that. I remember something like that happening with Mac Jones a couple years ago. When him and Sauce Gardner were going at it and Gardner pushed him over and none of Mac's teammates really did anything about it.
DTF, Jim.
I didn't quite care for that. That's your quarterback. Go out, he gets a big pop on the sideline like that, go get in somebody's face. Would have liked to have seen that. That's all. Again, I don't have a lot to complain about. Don't have a lot of notes from this game. But that's something I would have liked to see. 617-779. 7937 is the phone number. Let's break here. If you're on the line, hang on. We'll get to your phone calls and take a look at some other games around the league and this Monday night game, which is airing right here on WEEI. Some final thoughts on the Patriots before our big show tomorrow. We'll air out everything. But we'll get to that with your phone calls at 617-779-7937 right after this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
You just gonna leave out the fact that over the next 3 weeks you got the Jets, Cincinnati, and the Giants. I mean, you blow.
That's
the,
even more of a reason. They stacking wins.
What I'm saying to you is that all your soliloquy that you just went through, you left out that they damn near got 3 bye weeks coming up. So I'm going to give respect where respect is due. I'm still not going to give them the edge over Kansas City. I'm still not going to. Denver, they could possibly have the edge over in my mind because I don't like Denver's offense for the first 3 quarters of a game. I'm just saying, you look at the New England Patriots and you got to give respect where respect is due because of what we're seeing from them. But it is bad. Not for them, but for just us as pundits as we're sitting here talking about him and we looking at Mr. Politicians here sticking out his chest because he's talking about his former team. We get to gloss over the fact that, damn, over the next 3 weeks while you thriving, you got these cupcakes on your schedule that find ways to lose games. Okay. I mean, ain't that something?
Stephen A. holding out a little bit there. Still holding out. It's Christian Arcand Show here, WEEI. We only got a few minutes left. A lot of people on the text line. Arcand was a helmet-to-helmet hit. Watch it again. Their helmets did. I didn't think that he targeted the head, though. I didn't think that he targeted it. He came in. It was contact. Initial contact was to the shoulder. And he got his head, yeah. But I think that they do it on where you're targeting. And I thought that was. I mean, I watched it again. I watched. And by the way, I did see another clip from another angle where Mac Hollins came over and he was pointing at Smith, but I didn't see what happened after that. I don't know if anybody actually confronted the guy or if there was a little beef there or what, because they cut away to Mike Vrabel on the sideline, petitioning over to the referee. So, again, I mean, I was at the mercy of the broadcast just like everybody else. If they went over and they stood up for him, then I didn't see it. I saw Hollins walking over, but I didn't see actually anything to happen after that. Either way, 617-779-7937 is the phone number. I do have some thoughts on some things that happened today. I do have some thoughts on what Stephen A. Smith had to say there about the remaining schedule. He's not wrong, but there was another thing that kind of got me a little bit. Aaron Schatz, the DVOA guy. He says the Patriots DVOA dropped to minus 1.6% despite a win over Tampa. They're now only the second 8-2 team to ever be in the negative. The other was the 2022 Vikings at minus 12.1. I don't know DVOA exactly how it's calculated. I know what the spirit of it is. They analyze every single play of every single game, and it's the value over average or whatever the head. You know, it's this whole thing.
This is stupid.
It is stupid. I know, Wiggy, but it's a formula. It's a formula a lot of people use. A lot of people go by. Ted cites DVOA every Sunday. So I do pay some attention to that, but just another thing sort of to keep an eye on there. Patriots undefeated on the road. And Paulie might be right about Brian Daboll, who got fired by the Giants today after a brutal loss. Another brutal loss. And that's a team that's rebuilding. Patriots not rebuilding. Giants rebuilding, but they're rebuilding with a new head coach. So all of that on the table here as well. We'll get to a lot more of it tomorrow night. But let's get to your phone call. 617-779-7937. Tim is in Hanover. Go ahead, Tim.
Yeah, I'll make it quick, Christian. I love your comment on Vrabel. This guy has been gold for this team. I tell you what, his atmosphere, everything he's got, he's reaching every player on that team and making them better, making them secure, making them know that they're part of a program that's going to be real good for the coming years. And McDaniels is doing the same thing between the two. It's like going to a high-end college and getting a great education and getting mentored at the same time. He's doing that same deal with this quarterback. He's learning every day, and it looks awesome, and I'm on board with it, man. I love it.
Tim, you're right. Thanks for the call. You're right about that. This is early on anyway. Early returns are through the roof when it comes to the way that Drake May is being coached by both Josh McDaniels and Mike Vrabel this year. Through the roof. I mean, I don't know what else you could possibly want. And it's really nice to see that, too, because a lot of quarterbacks don't ever get it. A lot of quarterbacks maybe don't get, you know, every quarterback who's ever been drafted by the Jets, for example, right? I mean, they're there in New York. It just doesn't work. There's a lot of black holes, you know, the Cleveland Browns, you know, these quarterbacks go there. It's just they cannot do anything. It was like that in Buffalo for a while. You know, they had a long stretch where their QBs, it just wasn't clicking, wasn't connecting. And sometimes the quarterbacks aren't that good. Sometimes it's just a talent thing. Like, you know, they're not good enough to thrive unless they have good player or good coaches guiding them and mentoring them and helping them along. Young ones, especially guys with not a lot of college experience, Drake May types, you know, that those are the ones in particular. You take a stab at it. You hope that you can mold this raw talent into something. And a lot of times you just can't. You know, there's just a lot of players like that who come and go, and their careers aren't what they should be. And sometimes it's because they're not good enough, and sometimes it's because they don't have the type of coaching that they need, or they don't have an offensive coordinator that can connect with them, or they don't have a head coach that can get the best out of them, or whatever it may be. Sometimes you're Mac Jones. Sometimes your head coach loses his mind and decides to hire a couple of defensive coordinators to take over as your OC after Josh McDaniels leaves. There's all sorts of reasons, okay? There's all sorts of reasons why certain quarterbacks at certain organizations, their early parts of their careers don't go the way that they want to. And a lot of times they don't get a second chance. Now that's starting to change here. That's starting to change with the emergence of Baker Mayfield over the last couple of years, Sam Darnold, Daniel Jones, etc. Although Jones has had a couple of shaky 2 weeks here. But you know what I mean? Like that's sort of a newish phenomenon. I feel like you haven't seen a lot of that lately. But basically, Ben, either your guy that you drafted works out or he doesn't, and you got to go back to the drawing board in a couple of years. And that's the way it works. Unfortunately, or fortunately here for the Patriots, it seems like they've got all of it. They got the offensive coordinator. They got the head coach. They have an offense in place with a veteran wide receiver who has been a rock for them so far. And, you know, for the people who are dubious about this coaching organization and the way that they brought everybody in, for people who are dubious on that, and I was one of those people. I wasn't the only one. A lot of other people wanted Ben Johnson or, you know, not Josh McDaniels as an offensive coordinator, thought you're just going back to your Rolodex, Robert. You're just going back to the people that you know. Well, grand slam so far. You know, the people like me, we were wrong about that one. Absolutely. Absolutely. I was wrong about a lot of things with this team. And I think most of us were, even the people who are gung-ho about the Patriots and Vrabel and all of that. This is more than even what you would have thought, that they'd have 8 wins at this point. No one thought that. 617-779-7937. Kurt is in Tampa. Go ahead, Kurt.
Hey, what's up?
How you doing?
I think I have a solution from a safety standpoint for the whole quarterback running out of bounds thing, because now we have Drake May, who got hit like Bledsoe yesterday, and then you have on the other side Pat Mahomes, you know, taking advantage of it and laying himself into people. So if you take the hash marks on the sidelines, basically another sideline for the quarterback, the outside of the hash marks, if the quarterback's running at a 45-degree angle, basically they're just saying that they're giving themselves up, and then the defender can basically almost two-hand touch. I know it's like we don't want, you know, the protection of the quarterback and football to be kind of for wimps, but at the same time, it benefits both the quarterback and the defensive player, because then it prevents Pat Mahomes from turning up field right by the hash and laying himself into people. And then same thing as yesterday, you know, Drake May is giving himself up. So if you just use the hash mark, it's basically another sideline.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Kurt.
Science.
Got to be a 45-degree angle. The problem with that is there's a definition for a quarterback giving himself up. They slide, they get down, they do those things. Drake May wasn't giving himself up. He was getting ridden out of bounds. He was still a live runner. If he had thrown that guy off him and gone down the sideline, he wasn't giving himself up there, I didn't think. But, you know, you'd send that one to Kamish. Send that one to Goodell. See what he says. And get back to me. Kurt in Tampa, thank you very much. That's all the time we have here tonight. Joe Braverman, great job. Power Hour is over. Monday Night Football coming your way next. The Philadelphia Eagles, the Green Bay Packers at Lambeau. We got it here for you on WEEI. Don't touch the dial. We're back at 6 o'clock tomorrow night. Full four-hour show. We'll talk to you then here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. Good night now.
Because all my rowdy friends are back for Monday night.
He got gang-banged out of bounds.
That's it. Ah.
That 365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.